Wondering what retirement is like at St. James Place in Baton Rouge? Folks who live there say,
oh, are you in for a surprise?
You can be busy every day.
All day.
Social life is outstanding.
Wonderful parties.
There are courses in computer, art, music.
I feel blessed to live here.
You'll have to come see it. It's great.
And it might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a tour at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 Series is part of our tractor lineup, rated number one in durability and owner experience. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
M&L Industries, on the web at mlind.net.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The League Wraparound. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the National Football League. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll preview Week 11's most important games of the 2023 NFL regular season. Also, we'll give you game picks for Week 11's most important games and so much more, so stay tuned for that. As always, before we preview Week 11, we have to go back to Week 10 of the NFL. Never a dull moment indeed. And let's get you caught up on the most in the scores from the most important games from Week 10 in the NFL. Thursday Night Football with the Carolina Panthers going up against the Chicago Bears. The Bears would win 16-13. We had the Cleveland Browns take on the Baltimore Ravens in a very thrilling game. You talk about a tale of two halves. Cleveland would come back to beat Baltimore 33-31 after getting a game-winning field goal. We also had the San Francisco 49ers taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. It was all 49ers. San Francisco would beat Jacksonville 34-3. The Houston Texans took on the Cincinnati Bengals. What a stunning performance by C.J. Stroud. The Texans come from behind to beat the Bengals 30-27. The Detroit Lions took on the Los Angeles Chargers. Riley Patterson, game-winning field goal for the Lions. Detroit would beat the L.A. Chargers. Final score, 41-38. What a thrilling game it was in the Pacific Northwest between the Washington Commanders and the Seattle Seahawks. Jason Myers' game-winning field goal made the difference as the Seahawks would win 29-26. The New York Jets took on the Las Vegas Raiders. Low-scoring game, Zach Wilson and the Jets had an opportunity to put the team in scoring position. They fell short. The Raiders would beat the Jets 16-12. And then Monday Night Football was between the Denver Broncos and the Buffalo Bills. Close game, but Will Lutz gets the game-winning field goal for the Broncos. Final score, Denver 24, Buffalo 22. And those were your scores from the most important games from Week 10 in the NFL. All right, I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off talking about Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson. So this week we found out that Deshaun suffered a shoulder injury in the win over the Baltimore Ravens. Well, it's been confirmed that Watson will undergo season-ending surgery to repair a broken bone in his throwing shoulder. And that's bad because if you know about the whole Deshaun Watson situation, great career he had with the Houston Texans, then the off-the-field issues, he got cleared from that, and then he got the five-year, $230 million fully guaranteed. And I don't know. I mean, it remains to be seen with Deshaun. Me personally, I know Deshaun Watson is a talented quarterback, and I think the best is yet to come for the Cleveland Browns. However, we have yet to see the potential of the contract. We know about Deshaun's talent, but we have yet to see what he can do with the Cleveland Browns. But nevertheless, in last week's win over the Baltimore Ravens, Watson suffered a fracture to his right shoulder, and it turns out that it was a broken bone in his throwing shoulder, and he's going to have to undergo season-ending surgery. But he's expected to make a full recovery and be ready for the 2024 NFL season. And, man, Cleveland, currently, as this show is airing, they have a record of over 500. And you have to remember, Cleveland was starting to put it all together. On the defensive side, they are no joke with the likes of Myles Garrett, just to name a few. And when you lose somebody like a Deshaun Watson, that's tough. But I know he's going to make that full recovery. He's going to be ready for 2024. In the meantime, they've got quarterbacks that are serviceable and are solid and that could get the job done for Cleveland, because not just in the NFL, but the AFC alone is no joke when you're dealing with teams like Cincinnati, like Buffalo and Kansas City and the LA Chargers and Denver and Jacksonville and Pittsburgh, just to name a few. But, man, that's a tough loss for Cleveland, and that's a tough break for Deshaun Watson. But if anything, Watson, you know, the talent that he brings to the table and what he provides is certainly, he's no scrub by any stretch of the imagination. And it was kind of interesting because you have to remember, several weeks ago, Watson had a shoulder injury similar to this, and the Browns cleared him to play even though he didn't feel 100%. So that's interesting how this whole situation has unfolded. They said, according to reports, they were saying that if Watson had continued to play with the way the shoulder was, his shoulder could have fallen off. But again, Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson will undergo season-ending surgery to repair a broken bone in his throwing shoulder, and he is done for the year. But he's expected to make a full recovery to be ready for the 2024 NFL season. My next storyline is going to be Joshua Dobbs. I mean, the story of Joshua continues. If you listen to last week's show, I said that Joshua Dobbs is a journeyman. He's been a journeyman since he's been in the NFL, bouncing from team to team. Pittsburgh, Jacksonville, Cleveland, Detroit, Tennessee, Arizona, and now currently the Minnesota Vikings. Josh had a come-from-behind victory in Week 9 against the Atlanta Falcons, and Josh played a solid game in the victory over the New Orleans Saints last week. He passed for 268 yards, and he had a touchdown pass. And certainly also had a rushing touchdown in this game. So far, so good. Joshua Dobbs, the Minnesota Vikings are currently 2-0 in the Joshua Dobbs administration. And certainly, I can say this, I think Josh Dobbs is the answer for the Minnesota Vikings. Kirk Cousins, this is the final year of his contract. I doubt it if he's back in Minnesota next year, but I think the Vikings have their quarterback, and it's Josh Dobbs. So far, so good. As I stated earlier, Josh is a journeyman. Wherever he's gone, he's been productive, he's been solid, and he is a team guy. And certainly the Vikings have embraced him. They've welcomed him with open arms since he's been in Minnesota in a short amount of time. Still learning the offense, still learning his offensive line, still learning his personnel and the coaches and things of that nature. But if you know the history of Josh Dobbs, you know that he's highly intelligent. He's a guy that is extremely bright, extremely gifted. And again, it won't be too long before he really gets acclimated in the offense, and he knows his role. He knows his role as the team, as the quarterback, but I'm talking about really knowing his role in terms of leadership. He's got the leadership skills already. He's just continued to get his feet wet with the organization. But again, Joshua Dobbs, again, Week 9, solid performance, come from behind victory against the Atlanta Falcons, and then he played a great game, a solid game in the win over the New Orleans Saints. And for my last storyline is going to be C.J. Stroud. Hey, we talked about Bryce Young, the number one overall pick in this year's NFL draft. C.J. Stroud, the number two overall pick in this year's draft. Let me tell you something. C.J. Stroud, not only he will be the unanimous winner of the Rookie of the Year award, but also you got to put him in the MVP race as well. We talk about MVP candidates this year. Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Tua Tagovailoa, also Tyreek Hill. But you've got to put C.J. Stroud's name in there as well. C.J. come from behind victory in Week 9 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and then last week against the Cincinnati Bengals. You talk about a performance. He put up 356 yards passing, a touchdown pass, and an interception. And he also had a rushing touchdown in the game against the Bengals. C.J., the Houston Texans, they have a young and a very talented quarterback, and they also have a head coach in D'Amico Ryans. Not only does he know defense, but most importantly, he knows leadership, and he's a leader amongst men. And certainly, C.J. Stroud, they have something in Houston. They had something going for a while with Deshaun Watson, but they've really got something going on in Houston with C.J. Stroud. And C.J. Stroud is no scrub. He's unanimously going to be this year's Rookie of the Year. And you got to put him in the MVP talk as well, alongside Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Tua Tagovailoa, and also with Tyreek Hill, just to name a few. CJ's name definitely has to be in the consideration for the MVP, because the Texans, they're on a roll right now, and it can only go up from here. And certainly kudos to D'Amico Ryans as the head coach. Also, great personnel that they have on the offensive side with the likes of a Tank Dell, Dalton Schultz, just to name a few. And then you have C.J. Stroud as your quarterback. What can go wrong? And as I say, so far, so good for the Houston Texans. All right, some more news and notes to pass along to you. Anthony Barr will make his return to the Minnesota Vikings. He re-signed with the Minnesota Vikings. When you know about Anthony Barr, you know about great seasons that he's had with the Minnesota Vikings, multiple Pro Bowls, being a part of some solid teams alongside longtime Viking Harrison Smith and also with Danielle Hunter, just to name a few. And that's going to be huge for the Vikings. And certainly when you think of Anthony Barr, you think of a guy who's like a tackling machine, someone who's here, there, and everywhere. He's up and down the field. He's someone that is solid, someone that's always been efficient, someone that's very powerful, somebody that can just, he gets the job done no matter what the case may be. He spent a year with the Dallas Cowboys, but now he's back with the Minnesota Vikings. And again, he played 7 seasons with the Vikings, and again, 4-time Pro Bowler, and he's back alongside, you know, familiar territory. And I mentioned about those names earlier with the likes of Danielle Hunter and a Harrison Smith. So Anthony Barr returns to the Minnesota Vikings as he re-signs with the team, being their linebacker. And also Jason Pierre-Paul, the New Orleans Saints, signed Jason Pierre-Paul to their practice squad. If you know about JPP, you know JPP, multiple Super Bowls he won with the New York Giants and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. JPP, if you know about his time with the G-Men, you know, on the defensive line, he was paired up with Osi Umenyiora and also with Justin Tuck. Great seasons with the Giants. Then he won a Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, was a teammate of Tom Brady for a short period of time. And he played 1 season with the Baltimore Ravens, but that didn't work out. So now he signed to the practice squad for the New Orleans Saints. And this is interesting because when you think of Saints defensive linemen, you think of guys like Carl Granderson and, of course, Cam Jordan, who has been a seasoned professional and a constant pro. So they're going to need somebody like him on the practice squad, especially if injuries mount up, and especially injuries have been mounting up on the defensive side for the Saints as of recent. So Jason Pierre-Paul has signed to the practice squad for the New Orleans Saints. And finally, some sad news from the Indianapolis Colts. Matt Ulrich has passed away at the age of 41. Ulrich was an offensive lineman for the Indianapolis Colts. He was a part of that Super Bowl winning team for the Colts when they won Super Bowl 41 during the 2006 season. Ulrich played his college ball at Northwestern, and then after that was drafted by the Indianapolis Colts, where he played in 2005 and he played in 2006, being a part of that Super Bowl winning team that won Super Bowl 41 with Peyton Manning, Reggie Wayne, Marvin Harrison, just to name a few. Again, Matt Ulrich, former offensive lineman for the Indianapolis Colts, has passed away at the age of 41. We'll be right back.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Imagine wearing gloves indoors in the middle of summer, just so the air conditioner doesn't trigger an episode to turn my fingers blue, or wearing a jacket when everyone else is in shorts. My fingers turn white and then blue within minutes of being exposed to the cold. It's really painful. It started in my teens, and all this time I just thought it was poor circulation, but finally I decided to see a doctor about it.
Debbie suffers from a condition called Raynaud's phenomenon, a disorder of the small blood vessels of the extremities, which reduces blood flow. Holding a cold drink or grabbing food from the freezer can be all it takes to trigger a response.
I try to avoid getting cold, but sometimes I just can't. I've tested more types of gloves and mittens and warm clothing than I ever thought imaginable.
The Raynaud's Association suggests working with your doctor on treatments to control the severity and frequency of episodes. In some cases, it could be a signal of a serious underlying medical issue. Learn more at Raynaud's.org, a public service from the Raynaud's Association.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time to preview Week 11's most important games in the NFL. Thursday night football, we have an AFC North rivalry game between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Baltimore Ravens. When you think of these two teams, it starts off with the quarterbacks, Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson. For the Bengals, they lost a tough one last week at home against the Houston Texans. For the Baltimore Ravens, they lost a tough one last week to their division rival, Cleveland Browns. So both of these two teams are hungry. They're ready. They're going to be feisty. And when you think about the AFC North, right, you think of Steelers, Browns, Bengals, Ravens, all hard-hitting, all nasty, all no nonsense. It's not going to be a swan. It's not going to be a sweet soiree or a pretty affair. It's just going to be downright nasty. And this is what you have with the Cincinnati Bengals and the Baltimore Ravens. You've got key players at core positions. You've got Baltimore, which is a team with a quarterback that can throw the ball, but he's very athletic. You've got Baltimore that also has a solid running game. Their defense is really good. Going up against Cincinnati with a team that has a high-profile quarterback, also with high-profile receivers, on the offensive side, and they have a solid defense. So as I stated earlier, you've got Cincinnati and you've got Baltimore. This is going to come down to the two quarterbacks in this game, Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson. Joe is trying to be week by week. He's been looking better, trying to get to MVP form. Lamar Jackson, he's won a league MVP. He has a chance to win another one this year. These two teams have been shaped, molded, and grounded by their two quarterbacks, Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson. It's going to be in Baltimore. It's going to be a festive crowd. Thursday night football, Cincinnati Bengals, and the Baltimore Ravens. We have the Pittsburgh Steelers going up against the Cleveland Browns. The AFC North just being having intense rivalries. This is one of them with the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cleveland Browns. Kenny Pickett and his team, they had a close victory over the Green Bay Packers in Pittsburgh last week. Give credit to their running game with Najee Harris, also Jalen Warren. The defense, you know about Pittsburgh's defense, they're feisty, they're stingy with the likes of a T.J. Watt, Alex Highsmith and company. They made plays when necessary to get that victory over Green Bay. As for the Cleveland Browns, it's been a bittersweet week for them. The sweet part, they beat the Baltimore Ravens in a close game. Here's the bitter part. They lose their quarterback, Deshaun Watson, for the remainder of the year. So Dorian Thompson-Robinson will be the starting quarterback against the Pittsburgh Steelers. We've seen the talent with DTR. We know he's capable of doing the job. But it's going to be a tough task against a Steeler defense that is hungry week in and week out, game in and game out. And we talk about rivalry games being explosive. The Steelers and the Browns are no exceptions to the rule in the AFC North. This is going to be an intense game. This is not going to be a sweet soiree. It's going to be hard-hitting, fast-paced. It's going to be, it's November football. And certainly November football between Pittsburgh and Cleveland is no walk in the park. Pittsburgh Steelers going up against the Cleveland Browns. We have the Las Vegas Raiders going up against the Miami Dolphins in sunny South Florida down in Miami. So for the Raiders, they're enjoying the fruits of their labor. Antonio Pierce, so far 2-0 as the interim head coach for the Las Vegas Raiders. Aiden O'Connell had an effective game last Sunday night against the New York Jets. Not much offense in that game, but it was the Raiders' defense that came through with the likes of a Max Crosby and Robert Splaine, just to name a few. So the Raiders are going to travel to South Florida to take on the Miami Dolphins. Miami had their bye week last week, and the week before that, they lost in the game in Frankfurt, Germany, to the Kansas City Chiefs. So after the bye week, Tua Tagovailoa, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, I'm sure they're rested. I'm sure they're ready to go. Head coach for the Dolphins, Mike McDaniel. He's an offensive genius. He's Ivy League educated. He's definitely trying to put all the pieces together. He's going to have all the pieces together to make things happen for the Dolphins to try to get a victory. So we've got Las Vegas and Miami. We've got a team that had a chance to lick their wounds during the bye week after losing the week before in a game overseas in Germany, while we have a team that's 2-0 under their interim head coach, and they're starting to ride a slow high right now. They've got a rookie quarterback with Aiden O'Connell that's played well. Josh Jacobs has been running the ball efficiently the last 2 weeks. Devontae Adams is pleased so far with how his team is performing. So the Raiders are riding a high right now, and they should take that high and take that momentum down to South Florida as we have the Raiders taking on the Dolphins. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers take on the San Francisco 49ers. For the Buccaneers, had a big win over the Tennessee Titans last week, an impressive win. Baker Mayfield did his job. The defense for the Buccaneers, they did their job. Rashad White had an effective game in the win over Tennessee last week. For the 49ers, back to the 49ers as usual, right? Brock Purdy doing what he does best. Deebo Samuel looked fresh coming off of the injury. Christian McCaffrey running, catching, doing what he does best. George Kittle being George Kittle, being animated and, catching touchdowns. The defense didn't miss a beat, taking down Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars in that impressive victory. So it's going to be a good one out on the West Coast with Tampa Bay and San Francisco. Now, Tampa Bay, they have their, they're going to have their hands full, specifically that offensive line going up against that defensive line when you have the likes of a Nick Bosa, Arik Armstead. Oh, did I mention Chase Young? Yeah. You can't forget about Chase Young as well, right? I mean, Tampa Bay's offensive line, God bless them, because, man, they're going to have a long day of protecting Baker Mayfield, because if they don't, their quarterback is going to be on the ground a good, I'll say 80 to 85% of the time in this game. San Francisco is hungry. They got Chase Young in the trade deadline, and they showed that hunger in that impressive victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars. So we got a good one out on the West Coast in the Bay Area between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the San Francisco 49ers. The Seattle Seahawks square off against the Los Angeles Rams. For the Seahawks, in an impressive win over the Washington Commanders last week, game-winning field goal from Jason Myers. Geno Smith was impressive during that fourth quarter drive, doing what they needed to do to get the job done. Got in field goal range. They sealed the deal, got the victory over the Commanders, and Seattle would go on to win. Meanwhile, for the Los Angeles Rams, they had a bye week last week, but the week before that, they were humiliated by the Green Bay Packers. So Matthew Stafford is expected to return for this game. We'll see how effective he's going to be, but this is another rivalry game in the NFC West. The Rams have been up and down this year. Seattle, they've done it this year. They've been pretty consistent this year, and especially with that comeback, come-from-behind victory last week over the Commanders, they are riding a high. When you've got a running back like Kenneth Walker III, two good receivers with DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, Pete Carroll, his coaching philosophy, he brings that college football mentality to the NFL. And Seattle, I think they're going to carry that momentum going down to Southern California, going to Inglewood, to be exact, as the Seattle Seahawks take on the Los Angeles Rams. We have the New York Jets going up against the Buffalo Bills. For the Jets, tough loss last week to the Las Vegas Raiders. No offense. They've been struggling on the offensive side for the last several weeks. They can't buy a touchdown to save their lives. Robert Saleh says he's going to roll with Zach Wilson. However, in the recent news, Aaron Rodgers is saying that there's a good chance that he could be healthy after Thanksgiving. He says that he would, if he's healthy, he would like to play after Thanksgiving as long as the Jets remain in the mix. If the Jets remain in the mix, then you could see Rodgers out there playing. In the meantime, the only mix that the Jets need to worry about is getting to Western New York and getting to Orchard Park to take on the Buffalo Bills, a team that you talk about a bitter and a very nasty week for them. They lost last Monday night to the Denver Broncos. Then on top of that, they fire their offensive coordinator, Ken Dorsey, and Josh Allen says that the window of opportunity is starting to close. They've got to get it done. They're not getting it done. And Buffalo, not just in the NFL, but just the AFC along, the competition is ferocious with Cincinnati, Kansas City, Jacksonville. Also, when you've got teams like the Steelers in the mix as well, Baltimore. Buffalo knows they have to compete, and that window is starting to close. The last 3 years, they've fallen short. And Josh Allen and his head coach, Sean McDermott, they know they've got to get it done. And it's going to be an interesting game for two teams that are reeling from tough losses last week. It's going to be a rocking crowd. When is it not rocking? When is it not a sellout in Orchard Park and outside of Buffalo, right, between the New York Jets and the Buffalo Bills? Sunday Night Football, the Minnesota Vikings take on the Denver Broncos. This is going to be an interesting matchup, in my opinion. First, for the Vikings, great win over the New Orleans Saints last week and the continuation of the story of Joshua Dobbs. Dobbs has only been with the team for a little over 2 weeks, and in a short amount of time, he's pulled off some impressive wins with his leadership skills, his consistency, the low turnover rate. He's been doing it, but not just with Joshua, but give credit to his offensive line. They've been blocking. The defense has made some great plays. The receivers with the likes of a Jordan Addison and also tight end T.J. Hockenson, they've made some plays. Alexander Mattison has made some plays as well on the offensive side to help out Joshua as well. So this has been an amazing story. As I mentioned earlier in the program, Joshua is a journeyman. Joshua has bounced from team to team, and it seems as right now he's found a home in Minnesota with the Minnesota Vikings. So the Vikings had a good win over the Saints last week, the Denver Broncos. Game-winning field goal from Will Lutz last Monday night against the Buffalo Bills. Now, we're starting to see things slowly come to fruition now with the Denver Broncos. Sean Payton, it seems that the fix is still in progress, but everything is starting to come to fruition now. Russell Wilson, we saw shades of old Russell Wilson last week against the Buffalo Bills. That's what made Russell Wilson so great. Running out of the pocket, throwing on the run, using his legs, using his athletic ability. That's what Russell Wilson's game is. His game has never been throwing from the pocket. His game has been throwing on the run and using his legs, using his athletic ability. And certainly they're going to need Russell to do more of that. He's been doing that the last several weeks, and you can see the Sean Payton effect slowly and continuing to rub off on Russell as well as the rest of the players. Now, again, they have a solid running game. Receivers are solid and serviceable, but they're not star receivers, but they get the job done. So this is a matter of coaching for Sean Payton. So this is going to be a crowd that's going to be electric at Empower Field at Mile High between the Denver Broncos and the Minnesota Vikings. Sunday Night Football, it is going to be rocking between two quarterbacks that are currently riding a high right now. That's Joshua Dobbs and Russell Wilson. Monday Night Football will be the Philadelphia Eagles against the Kansas City Chiefs. Both teams had a bye week last week, but the week before that in Week 9, the Chiefs had a victory over the Dolphins overseas in the international game in Frankfurt, Germany. And for the Eagles, impressive win over their division rival Dallas Cowboys. So Eagles and Chiefs, this is a rematch of last year's Super Bowl. It's all going to be all about the quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts. But also it's going to be about the position players as well, running backs, receivers, Isaiah Pacheco for Kansas City, Jerick McKinnon, and Sky Moore. Also, Travis Kelce. What's not to love about Travis, right? And also, for the Philadelphia Eagles, you got Kenneth Gainwell, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, Dallas Goedert, just to name a few. And these coaches have been outstanding for the Eagles and the Chiefs, Nick Sirianni and Andy Reid. When you think of Kansas City, and especially on a Monday night, it's going to be ferocious at Arrowhead Stadium, one of the loudest, if not the loudest, stadium in the NFL. It's going to be electric Monday night between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, now it's time for my game of the week. My game of the week is going to be the Monday Night Football matchup between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. Last year's Super Bowl was simply electric. It was electric not just because they had two African-American quarterbacks playing each other, but it was electric because of the two teams that were playing one another. That was the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. And earlier I mentioned the quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts. In a league where it's all about quarterback play, we've got it. We had it in last year's Super Bowl, and we're going to have it in this Monday night game at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. Two of these quarterbacks are kind of mirror images of one another. One quarterback is built on strength, having a solid arm, and using his athletic ability. One quarterback has an effective arm and has athletic ability, but also has a little razzle-dazzle to him. Mahomes and Hurts. It's like night and day almost, power and speed. Jalen is such a complimentary piece to his team, especially providing the power when they do the brotherly shove or the tush-push. Patrick is more about razzle-dazzle, making plays, Harry Houdini-like or David Copperfield-like. They may be polar opposites, but the play remains the same, high level and high efficiency. And not just with the quarterbacks, but even the position players as well, such as Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, Dallas Goedert, DeAndre Swift, Kenny Gainwell, Isaiah Pacheco, Jerick McKinnon, Sky Moore, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and of course, Travis Kelce. And not just with these position players, but also, too, with their head coaches, Andy Reid and Nick Sirianni. What a job these gentlemen have done with their teams. I mean, Andy's been in Kansas City for a while, so we know about his track record with the Chiefs, and even before that, as the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Nick Sirianni, what a great job he's done in a short amount of time as the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. And with the roster that he has, hey, the sky's the limit definitely for them. So we've got Monday Night Football, Arrowhead Stadium, loud and a raucous crowd, a rematch of last year's Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. We have Jalen Hurts and we have Patrick Mahomes. My game of the week. All right, before we get on out of here, I want to give you my picks on who I think will win Week 11's most important games. Thursday Night Football, the Cincinnati Bengals going up against the Baltimore Ravens. I like Baltimore to win in a close one. The Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the Cleveland Browns. I like the Cleveland Browns to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Las Vegas Raiders will go up against the Miami Dolphins. I like the Raiders to win in a close one. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the San Francisco 49ers. I like the 49ers to win. The Seattle Seahawks will square off against the Los Angeles Rams. I like Seattle to win. The New York Jets will go up against the Buffalo Bills. This is going to be a bounce-back game for Buffalo. I like the Bills to win. Sunday Night Football, the Minnesota Vikings will go up against the Denver Broncos. I like the Broncos to win at home. Monday Night Football, the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Kansas City Chiefs. I like Philadelphia to win. So again, my picks on who I think will win Week 11's most important games are Baltimore, Cleveland, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Seattle, Buffalo, Denver, and Philadelphia. And there you have it. That's it. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long. Thank you so much for tuning in to another exciting edition of the program. And we'll talk to you again next time. Take care.